Zohar Parshas Mitzrayim, Kol Yisrael, Day 4, an excerpt from 53a. Zos Kiyat Torah Mitzrayim, this shall be the law of the leper. Rabbi Yitzchak opened the discourse and he said, Zohar HaShemesh, and the sun will shine. Zohar HaShemesh, and the sun will set. Beginning of Koheles. So he explains it figuratively. Hai Kol Itmar, this was for several kindling, we explained it. B'nishmas HaRanash, about a soul of a person. Can be used as a parable. At the time when it endures there with the person has a soul with him, he's alive, by Alma in this world. Today and then, figuratively look at it as the Zorach HaShemesh, and the sun shines. Let the sun shine. Person live, born into the world. So the person, as long as the Neshama is Guf, it says, Ne Hashem Nishmas Adam, Kenil Vashem. Is the soul of a person, and that's referring to specifically when the soul is in the body, just like a candle is a flame that's attached to the body of the wick and the oil or the wax. So a person in the world, he causes Hashem's honor to shine out, the light of the Shekhinah, for being in the world, for serving Hashem, being aware of Hashem. So that's like the sun shining. Avam Shemesh, and the sun will set. Vezimna denofik by Nashmehi Alma, at the time when a person exits from this world, he's found in repentance. So Zohar speaking is referring specifically, the person was called, he was shining, that means he was serving Hashem. So when he departs from the world also, that's just a stage, a part of revealing the light. So what happens, as the verse continues, Kedain, then, El Mekomo Shoef, to his place he's drawn, Zareach Husham, he shines there. So he continues to shine posthumously from the next world. His light shines from above to below, as it says in the Quran, 2, Torah 8. That when a person is above, what's left of him to his students and children continues to shine into the world. Izakohu, ihu, if he is meritorious. Come on, Atoma, as you find that it says, Uvah Hashemesh v'toher. Another verse speaking about the sun. Uvah Hashemesh v'toher, and the sun will set and will be pure. Vachar yachal min hakodeshim. After you shall eat from the sacrifices. A person is in this world, and being in the world, he has many tikkunim, many things to deal with. It's a purification process. And then the sun sets, he leaves the world, and then he'll eat from the holy things. Means he'll be able to derive pleasure from the light of the Shekhinah, which is called like eating. And it says, they ate, they drank. They saw Hashem, referring to the spiritual satiation of being, deriving pleasure from the effulgence of the Shekhinah. Tochazi, come and see. Kol chovei alma, all the sins of the world, kutcher brichu mechaper elayu b'tshuva, whom must be atoned for them with repentance. Bar mehal lishna bisha. Except for that slander. Davik shum bish al chavei. He brings out a bad name by his friend. But mua mehol was explained, dichsiv, it's written, zos tia taras ha-metzorah. This shall be the law of the leper. Someone has to go through this punishment for having said something bad about someone else. Zosi Taroso, this is the law, this is the way we deal with Shal Motzi Shemra. Mitzara is Motzi Shemra, one who brings out a bad name. He slanders his fellow. Bechia Omar, Bechia says, anyone who brings out, he says, slander, meaning words of disparaging words about his friend. Yistavin lay, they impurify him. Kol Shaifin Shafoi, all of his limbs, meaning from his spiritual Hashra, a bad light, negative energy rests upon him. His Kazi Yisagri deserves to be locked up. As we find that this happens to the Mitzvah, and even if, like in our time, we don't have this process of the Mitzvah, because it was a spiritual thing, the person became miraculously leprous, and said something bad, but still the person deserves that. Begin the Hayim Mila Bisha Selka, because that bad word ascends to the spiritual realms of Issa Ruach Masalala and awakens the spirit of impurity upon him. Istava, and he is impurified. Asi Istava, if he comes to be impure, Masavanle, they impurify him. The Torah says many places, the Gemara and the Zohar, the person draws upon himself according to what he does. Mila de la Sata, and the word below, Issa Mila Achula, it's awakened another word above, a corresponding reciprocal energy in the spiritual world of speech, with Malchus above. So it awakens negative energies and causes destruction of Hashem. Pasuk Ve'am, he opened the discourse and said, Icha ha'yisol ha'zona, has been like an unfaithful woman, Karyon Amona, a faithful city. Ishai 1, speaking at the time of the destruction, Madhavas Mahimna Vaila, the one that was faithful to her husband, Ahadis Lazona, and turned someone who's unfaithful. Vyasi Mishpat, I filled with judgment. Mishpat Vada, certainly with judgment. Because the word Mishpat in the Zohar refers to the sphere of Tiferes, which includes the whole parsif of Zeranpin, which is an expression of Hashem's hidden light that is beneath the world and gives us everything. Tzedek, the verse continues, Tzedek alone, Baal used to have righteousness with it, but righteousness is a term that refers to Dokkan Esses Israel, right, which is the level of the Shekhinah, the Malchus, receives from Kutcher Bichu, and at the time when people are in the sitting doing proper things and serving only Hashem. So this causes unification between the hidden light of Hashem, the revealed light of Hashem, Kutcher Bichu Shchinte, and the Shekhinah is manifest in the world and they have blessing from it and everything good. However, in this parable of like an unfaithful woman is used by the prophet, the people has to show him abandon Hashem and worship other deities, idolatry, like a woman straying from her husband. So it causes separation. Begin Dasaras Mila Achron, because another word was awakened, a person awakened negative energies through saying bad things. Istalak Mina Kutcher Bichu, unless he departs from her. Mishaya Bar Rucha de Ketuli, he rests upon her a spirit of killing. Harichsiv, it's written in Ratam Raskim, and now murderers. People are awakened to do bad things, starting because people opened their mouths and said bad things. So it's important not to give an opening to negative energies, dipping in the bud, by being careful only to say good things. Ma Yerushalayim Karta Kadisha Kachan. What if Jerusalem, the holy city, is like this, that it was such a holy, good place, so many good, positive energies, so many good things going for it, the temple built and standing in it, and yet, when they spoke bad things, they caused such destruction. Sharbniyah, Nash, other people don't have that much good energy and so much light, so many good things going for them. How much more so? Should be careful not to say bad things, because it could cause for themselves destruction. I receive that it's written, Zostia Torah Smitzorah, this shall be the law of the leper. The person be careful to guard his mouth in order not to come into that situation. That's for sure.